Shalom.
平安。
This has a very special meaning when we say that.
当今天我们讲这句话，实在是有一个很特殊的意义。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you.
亲爱天父，我们感谢你。
Because during the time of flooding, you are still on the throne.
即使是洪水泛滥的时候，你仍然坐着为王。
May you lead and guide our nation.
愿你来带领我们的国家。
And also the leaders of different nations.
也带领世界各国的领袖。
That through your power and your grace,
透过你的能力和你的恩典，
the epidemic will be resolved.
这个瘟疫能够被解决。
I'm thankful.
我很感谢。
For this opportunity to share your word at this time.
今天仍然有这样的机会来分享你的话语。
We pray for the translator so we together can serve in unison as a team.
我们也为翻译的来祷告，让我们今天能够合一同心的来服侍。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告都是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.
We praise God for technology.
我们感谢神，现在有科技发达。
We can worship online.
我们可以在网上这样来敬拜神。
Some churches have canceled me for next week and the week after.
有一些教会已经取消了我下个礼拜以及之后几周的服事。
I'm honored to be here today.
我今天真的是很荣幸能够来到我们当中。
And in responding to this trust,
我们要来回应今天这样的一个情况。
So I'm very cautious.
我是很小心。
I was supposed to do tests yesterday, going to New York.
我应该是去纽约做检查的。
Paying tax, IRS tax.
我应该要做报税的事情。
And I enjoy going to Manhattan and cut my hair and shave.
然后我很享受能够去到纽约去剪头发。
I'm not afraid, but I don't want to bring the germs there to here. So I said I'm going to delay until next week.
那因为我不想要自己感染到病毒，然后把它带到这里，所以我把本来要去纽约做的那些事情再延后。
I'm confident that the Lord is going to speak to us today.
我相信神今天要向我们说话。
Today we have chosen a topic.
今天我们选了一个主题。
The topic is knowing God deeper.
今天的主题是更深的认识神。
In this sermon, we are going to answer three questions.
我们今天的讲道内容要来回答三个问题。
The first question.
第一个问题。
What is knowing God better?
什么是更深的认识神？
The second question.
第二个问题。
How can we know God better?
我们如何更深地认识神？
The third question.
第三个问题。
What are the results of knowing God deeper?
更深地认识神的结果是什么呢？
For us to understand the passage, we need to go into the background.
我们要来了解今天的经文，要先来看经文的背景。
The passage today is from the book of Job.
今天的经文是从约伯书出来。
It's classified as the wisdom books.
约伯记是属于智慧书。
We know there are five books that belong to the Book of Wisdom.
我们知道有五本书是属于智慧书。
We have Psalms.
我们有诗篇。
有 Proverbs.
我们有箴言。
有 Ecclesiastes.
有传道书。
And then you have Song of Solomon.
有雅歌。
And interestingly, Job is the second longest book in the Book of Wisdom.
在智慧书里面，约伯记是第二长的一本书。
The author is unknown. We don't know who wrote the book of Job.
他的作者不详，因为没有记载。
But we can say we know the time.
但是我们知道写作的日期。
Most likely it's been written during the time of the patriarch.
最有可能的是写作日期是在族长时代。
When we say patriarch, we are talking about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
当我们讲到族长时代时，我们是谈到亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各那个时代。
There are three support.
有三个证明来支持这样的说法。
From its content.
从它的内容。
And you can see, Job lived for a very long life.
你可以知道约伯他是活得很久的。
Abraham lived for 175 years.
亚伯拉罕活了175岁。
And Job lived for 210 years.
约伯活了210岁。
And then also, You see how they sacrifice.
你也看他们是如何在献祭。
Before the time of the priest offering the sacrifices,
在祭司能够代表人民献祭之前
it is a patriarch, the head of the family, that offers sacrifices.
族长时代家长就是代表祭司来献祭的。
So Abraham offers sacrifices for his family.
所以亚伯拉罕他代表他的家庭来献祭。
And Job also offers sacrifices for his family.
而约伯也代表他的家庭来向神献祭。
And also, you can see the name of God being used.
我们也可以看到在那个时候如何来用神的名字。
Job called God Shaddai, which means Almighty in Hebrew.
约伯称神为 Shaddai, 那个意思就是全能者。
And then when you look at Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
那我们来看创世纪十七章第一节。
Abraham time also called God Shaddai, the God the Almighty.
亚伯拉罕时代，亚伯拉罕也称神为全能者。
It was written in a place called Uz.
写作的地点是在乌斯地。
Do you know where Uz is?
你知道乌斯地在哪里吗？
It's here.
就在这里。
I purposely so you take a look where Uz is. It's here.
我特别用一个会动的。还有有颜色的来标志乌斯
地。It's a lot of Saudi Arabia today.
现在是在沙特阿拉伯的北部。
And at that time, the land of Edom.
那个时候是伊甸。
伊东。And then the theme of the book of Job.
约伯记的主题。
Is why do the righteous suffer?
是在谈论义人为何受苦。
He answered the mystery question, why?Do the righteous suffer?
他在回答一个问题，就是义人为何受苦。
And then when you look at the book, the division is very clear.
我们来看这个书，它的分段是非常清楚的。
It can be divided into three main groups.
它可以被分为三个主要的部分。
The first one is chapter 1 to 2.
第一个部分是第一章到第二章。
It talks about the debate between God and Satan.
讲到神与魔鬼的辩论。
In this debate,
在这个辩论中
it was revealed the source of human suffering.
他讲到人受苦的源头。
And then from chapters 3 to 37,
从第三章到第三十七章
you can see the debates between people.
我们看到人与人之间的辩论。
And the focus is,
重点是在
How people look at suffering.
人怎么样来看苦难这件事。
And then the last chapters 39 to 42.
最后一部分是38章到42章。
It talks about debate between God and people.
这里讲到神与人的辩论。
And the focus
重点在
is the advantage and the results of suffering.
苦难的好处跟它的结果。
Okay, let us go into today's content.
让我们来看今天的内容。
We answer the first question.
我们要来先回答第一个问题。
What is knowing God better?
什么是更深的认识神？
From the passage, we know that knowing God better means from hearing to eye seeing.
从经文里面我们看见的一个学习就是从风闻到眼见。
Chapter 42, verse 5.My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you.
四十二章第五节，我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
So the knowledge before is the ears had heard.
所以在从前的一个认识是风闻。
So the characteristic is a knowledge before.
所以这里讲到这个认识是从前的认识。
It's how God.How Job know about God in the past?
这个就是约伯在过去对神的认识。
In other words, is knowledge about God in the past tense.
在这里我们看见那个认识是一个过去式。
And this knowledge is indirect knowledge.
这样的一个认识是一个间接的认识。
It's not first hand.
并不是第一手的认识。
It's second hand.
是次手的。
Job know about God indirectly by hearing.
约伯是透过风闻听见这样的间接的认识神。
When we see this knowledge is deep knowledge,
我们看到这样一个认识，也是一个深的认识。
But it's a not deep enough knowledge.
却是不够深入的认识。
Because Job was highly recommended by God.
因为神约伯是极度受神称赞的。
His knowledge in the past.
他过去对神的认识。
Let him to live a life.
已经让他能够生活，过的一种生活。
Blameless and upright.
是完全正直的。
Fear God.
敬畏神的
and shunned evil.
远离恶事
Wow, if we have this comment, we must be one of the top Christians.
如果我们是这样的被称赞，我们已经是人上人了。
So it's a deep knowledge.
所以这是一个深入的认识。
However, it's not deep enough knowledge.
然而还是不够深入。
Why is it not deep enough?
为什么这样的认识还不够深入呢？
Because this past knowledge do not enable.Job to ask to answer two main questions.
因为过去的这样的认识并没有让约伯能够回答两个主要的问题。
Job doesn't understand.
约伯不明白。
Why do the righteous suffer?
为什么义人受苦？
The second question that he does not understand.
他不明白的第二个问题。
Why does God let the righteous suffer?
为什么神容许义人受苦？
So a deeper knowledge.
所以一个深入的认识。
Is one that.Move on from ears had heard.
是我们要从过去的风闻。
And then you move on to eyes have seen.
进入到现在的眼见。
So this knowledge is a knowledge now, not knowledge in the past.
这样的认识是一个现在的认识，不是过去的认识。
We cannot remain in our past knowledge about God.
我们不能停留在过去对神的认识。
There's a Chinese saying.
有一个中文的俗话说
If you move a boat against the tide, if you move a boat against the river tide,
逆水行舟
If you don't move forward, what happens?
如果你不往前走
You go backward.
你就后退了
So it's the knowledge that do not stay in the past, but it moves on to now and into the future.
所以我们的认识不要只停留在现在，我们要从过去一直往前进。
It's also a direct knowledge.
这一种现在的眼界也是一种直接的认识。
So it's not second hand.
所以是不是第二手资料
？It's a first hand knowledge about God.
是第一手直接的认识。
You don't hear from other people only.
你不只是从别人那边听见关于神的事。
You see it with your own eyes.
你自己亲眼看见。
And this knowledge is also a much deeper knowledge.
这样的认识就是一个更深的认识。
And through this knowledge,
透过这样的一个认识
，Job understand two things.
约伯明白了两件事情。
The righteous also suffer.
义人也会受苦。
Secondly,
第二件
，God cares for the righteous.
神眷顾义人。
I often heard Christians say something like this.
我常常听到基督徒这样说。
My life is even worse than what I used to before.
我现在的生活比我以前更糟糕。
I thought if I become Christian, everything will be better.
我以为我成为基督徒之后，凡事都会顺利了。
If I know this will happen,
如果我知道这样的事情会发生
I may as well not be a Christian and live a life that is not as painful.
我可能就不愿意成为基督徒，而不过着这么痛苦的生活了。
So what is today's application?
那对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
How does it look like from a hearing to eye seeing knowledge?
从风闻到眼见是一个什么情形呢
？When we face suffering,
当我们面对苦难时
，the question that we ask often,
我们常常问这样一个问题
：Why？
为什么
？And then the second question is Why me？
然后第二个问题就是为什么是我呢
？Have you ever asked the question Why me and why？
你问过这样的问题吗？为什么？
I don't like 是我 ？I don't like to talk about myself.
我并不喜欢谈论我自己。
But the last 2 months have been the most difficult in my whole life.
但是过去的两个月是我生命里面非常艰难的两个月。
Has this ever happened to you?
你曾经遇到这样的事吗
？Within 3 weeks.
在三个礼拜之内。
Three car accidents.
你遇到三次的车祸。
One of the cars is total.
我有一辆车完全的报废。
The newest and the most expensive one.
是最新的，而且是最贵的那辆车。
And the three of them happened on 3 consecutive days.
三次的车祸是连着三个礼拜持续的发生。
My son got into his first ever accident.
我儿子遇到他一生中第一次的车祸。
And then the second day, my wife totaled the car.
然后第二天，我的妻子也撞车，把车整个撞坏了。
And the third day, my daughter fell at college and hurt a wrist. Even now, she's still suffering.
第三天，我的女儿在她的学校跌倒了，然后手腕受伤，今天还是受伤着。
And one week later.
在一个礼拜之后
，My father-in-law was discovered unconscious on the floor.
我的岳父昏迷在地上。
He suffered stroke on two sides of his brain.
他的脑部两边都中风。
Inoperable.
没有办法开刀。
And he lost the function of his kidney.
然后他的肾丧失了他的功能。
Wow, what a few weeks.
哇、wow, ，是怎么样的三个礼拜呢？
And then something happened to me.
然后又有事情发生在我
身上。Somebody come at me.
有人说我。
You look like a very famous preacher.
你看起来像是一个很有名的传道人。
I don't see it as a compliment.
我并没有把这样看成是一个称赞。
Do you know there's a speaker called Stephen Tong?
你知道有一个牧师叫做唐崇荣牧师吗
？People said you look like Stephen Tong.
有人跟我说。
Tong.
你看起来很像唐牧师。
I tell you honestly, I'm most afraid of people commenting me looking like Stephen Tong.
你知道吗？其实我很怕人家说我看起来像唐牧师。
He's a great pastor.
他是一个很棒的牧师。
But he's known to talk loud.
但是他是以他讲话很大声有名。
And also, he's very straightforward.
而且他讲话非常的直。
And also, you better not be his speaker. His translator.
你最好不要做他的翻译。
He will literally ask you to sit down if don't translate well in the midst of his preaching.
因为他会叫你坐下来，如果在他讲道的时候你犯错的话。
That's the comment I tell you honestly that hit me most. I look like Stephen Tong.
我跟你说，其实人家说我看起来像唐牧师，我是很怕。
There's only one Stephen Tong.
只有一位唐崇荣牧师。
It works for him. It doesn't work like me.
但是他这样子可以称为一个有名的牧师，可是对我来讲是。
Mind you, I think Stephen Tong is a great preacher.
我要跟你说的是，唐牧师是一个很棒的牧师。
I like his preaching a lot.
我很喜欢听他的讲道。
I just am not his style.
但是我并不是他的那种形态。
And also, when you after you become a Christian,
而当你成为基督徒之后
，when you get to know God better,
当你更深的认识神时
，things may not change.
你周遭的环境可能不会改变。
What you face may not change.
你所面对的事情也不会改变。
What change very often is the way how you look at things.
所改变的是你自己怎么样去看待事情。
In the 1950s,
在1950年的时候
there's a Japanese young lady.
有一个日本年轻的女子。
Her name is Yoneko Tahara.
她的名字叫田园弥子。
She was suffering from very serious depression.
他那个时候有很严重的忧郁症。
So, she jumped into the railroad track.
他因着厌世而卧轨，想要自杀。
She jumped into the railroad track.
他跳下去铁轨。
She didn't die.
他并没有死。
But she lost both of her legs.
但却他却失去了双脚。
She lost her left arm.
他失去了他的左背。
She also lost two of the fingers on her right hand.
她也失去了右手的两只手指头。
When she woke up in the hospital, the only thing she wanted was she wanted to die and commit suicide the second time.
当她在医院里面醒来的时候，她所想的是第二次的自杀。
Can life change for the better if she meets God?
她如果没有认识神的时候，她是没有办法活得更好的。
Somebody preached the gospel.To her.
有人向他传福音。
Pastor Tahara.
有一位牧
师。Notice the same last name, okay? Pastor Tahara.
牧师 Tahara 就是这位田园弥子他的姓，现在的姓。
To cut a long story short, he shared the gospel and she became a Christian.
那位牧师向田园弥子传福音，他就成为这位女子就成了基督徒。
The love story does not stop there.
这个故事并没有停留在这里。
Later.Pastor Tahara proposed to her to marry him.
后来这位 Tahara 牧师向田园弥子求婚。
And then she said no.
田园弥子说不。
I cannot be a good Japanese wife.
我不能成为一个好的日本主妇。
Because I only have three fingers.
因为我只有三根指头。
I cannot do a lot of good housework for you.
我不能在家里做很好的家事。
But anyway, they still got married.
但是他们后来仍然结婚了。
Her faith changed the way how she looked at things.
她的信仰改变了她对事情的看法。
Yes, she suffered.
是她受苦。
Things have not changed.
事情没有改变。
But her way of looking at things changed.
但她看待事情的态度改变了。
In the past, you only say, I only have three fingers.
在过去，他是说我只有三根指头。
After she became a Christian,
在他成为基督徒之后，
she said, I still have three fingers.
他现在说我还有三根指头。
And God gave her a very lovely daughter.
神给赐给她一个非常可爱的女儿。
I heard about the story firsthand.
我第一手听到这样的一个资料。
She came to my Bible school to share the gospel.
因为她自己亲自来到我的圣经学校来分享福音。
And I was moved to tears to see how God cared for her.
当我看见神怎么样眷顾她，我感动到流泪。
God has not allowed her legs to grow out again.
神并没有让她的脚再断。
To grow back.
神并没有让她的脚能够再长回来。
But she has a very lovely daughter.
但是她有一个很可爱的女儿。
She said,
她说,
a very young daughter.
我这个小小的孩子,
Mom, you do not have legs.
她对我说, 妈妈, 你没有脚。
You only have one hand with three fingers.
那你只有一只手里面有三根指头而已。
The young girl said to her mom,
这个小女儿对她的妈妈说,
God has made me your daughter to do one thing.
神让我做你的女儿要做一件事情。
She wants me to be your walking cane.
神要我成为你的拐杖。
So if you hold on me, you can walk properly.
如果你牵着我，你就可以好好的走路了。
Know God.
认识神。
Not only three fingers.
现在不只是三只指头。
I still have three fingers.
他说我还有三只指头。
That's what can be done from hearing to seeing.
这个就是从风闻到眼见的一个经历。
I always use the example of half a cup of water.
我常常用半杯水来做一些比例。
We look at life, is our cup half full or half empty?
我们看我们的生命是只有半满还是半空呢？
I don't find this story very touching. I don't even find myself touching now.
我并没有听到这样的一个比喻很感动。
I give you a new version, also about half.
我现在要讲一个新的版本，也是讲到一半。
Two weeks ago.
两个礼拜以前
，Somebody told me，
有人跟我说
，Costco is running out of jasmine rice。
Costco 那里已经卖光了所有的泰国香米。
I go and get a bag when you can。
你赶快去买一包。
I waited for 1 week。
我等了一个礼拜。
You know what happened？
你知道发生什么事吗
？No jasmine rice at all。
没有香米，一点都没有。
You know I cannot not eat white rice for a week。
你知道我一个礼拜没得吃白米。
I would be very painful.
我会很痛苦的。
Not just rice.
不只是米饭。
I don't like Indian rice.
我不喜欢印度米。
I don't like long grain rice.
我不喜欢长米。
I hate brown rice.
我很恨糙米。
So when I look at my half bag of rice.
但是我当我看到我还有半袋的米。
I was kind of depressed.
我心里很沮丧。
And God impressed me.
但是神再次提醒我。
Yes, it's not half empty.
是的，现在看起来好像半空。
It's still half full.
其实你是还有半满。
So half a cup doesn't mean anything, but half a bag means something, right?
如果我只有半杯水，那不算什么。但是我还有半袋米，那对我就是很有意义了。
And then I went to a Chinese supermarket.
然后我去中国的超市。
I managed to buy some jasmine rice.
然后我买到了香米。
I've never bought jasmine rice from Vietnam. Have you?
我从来没有买越南的香米。
I always buy from Thailand.
我常常都是从泰国买泰国香米。
But no complain.
但是我现在不再抱怨了。
I have half a bag of Thailand rice. I have one bag of Vietnamese Thai rice. Jasmine rice.
我有半袋的泰国香米。我现在还有一袋的越南香米。
Praise the Lord.
感谢神。
Half, I said half a bag of rice.
为了半袋的米来感谢神。
The second question.
第二个问题。
How can we know God better?
我们如何 更深的认识神。
In the past, we said we know God better. Of course, we study the Bible.
在过去，我们对神有深的认识，因为是我们读了圣经。
Or you have to come to service.
然后我们也来聚会。
You have to go online when there's no service. You cannot come to service at church.
当我们不能来到教会敬拜的时候，我们还可以在网上敬拜。
Those are all true.
这些都是真实的。
But do you know? Sometimes we can know God better.By suffering.
但是我们知道吗？有时候我们是透过苦难可以更深的认识神。
Even though you may not know why you suffer,
或许你不知道为什么你受苦。
But through mysterious suffering, you can still grow.
但是透过这些玄秘的苦难，我们仍然能够成长。
We know sometimes suffering the origin is from Satan.
我们要知道，有时候撒旦是这个苦难的罪魁祸首。
Chapter 1, verse 10.
第一章第十节。
Does Job fear God for nothing? Satan replied.
撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故呢？”
Job didn't know.
约伯不知道。
His four friends didn't know.
他的四个朋友也不知道。
He never know. They never know.
他们都不知道。
We know because God told us.
我们现在知道，因为神告诉我们。
Sometimes we suffer not because we do something bad.
有时候我们是因为我们自己做不好、做的不对的事情而受苦。
Something suffering has a demonic origin.
有时候这一个受苦是从魔鬼那边来的。
Sometimes we learn more about God by multiple occurrences of suffering.
有时候我们是透过同时发生、遇到的非常多的事情来认识神。
Job faced multiple kinds of suffering.
约伯他面对了多方面的苦难。
Not everybody faces it at the same time.
不是每一个人都会面对同时面对苦难。
He lost all his property and animals.
他损失了他所有的财富还有那些牲畜。
His children all died.
他的儿女全亡。
He suffered from a very difficult illness.
他的身体也染疾。
All sorts of his body and very itchy.
他的身上长了说，长满了疮。
So it represents many suffering we face today.
所以这里让我们看到很多我们在一天里面面对的一些困难。
We become poor by losing all our property and money.
我们可能损失了所有的财物而变得贫穷。
We lost our children.
我们可能失掉了我们儿女。
Or we may have children and we don't look like we have children.
或许我们有儿女，可是我们看起来就像我们没有儿女一样。
I have a problem over the last 3 weeks.
在过去的几个礼拜，我都有一些困难。
My grandfather, father-in-law died.
我的岳父过世了。
And then my son's girlfriend, mother died.
我儿子女朋友的母亲也过世了。
It became a big fight between me and my son.
这件事情引起我跟我儿子之间很大的争。
I don't want to go into details.
我并不想要谈论细节。
But I thought he has not.Give us enough support for his grandfather.
但是我觉得，我的儿子在他祖父过世的这段时间，并没有对家人有很大的支持。
And he and his girlfriend feel that I'm very insensitive to people's passing away.
而我儿子跟他的女朋友也觉得我对有人过世这样的感觉好像没有同理心。
This is my thinking.
我是这样子想的。
She is his girlfriend only.
那个女孩子只是我儿子的女朋友
，not fiance，
并不是未婚妻
，not the wife，
并不是妻子。
So I didn't take it as serious.
但是，所以我就没有把它看的是很严肃的一件事。
Then my friend told me.
但是我的朋友这样告诉我。
That's the way how you classify.
是，这是你自己的区分。
But millennials, they don't look at things like that.
但是很多人他们并不是这样的看事情的。
They would never understand.
他们没有办法明白。
So my son go to his hairdresser.
所以我的儿子去他的美容师那里。
And I don't know why he talked to his hairdresser.
我不知道他跟他的美发师说什么。
Amazingly, the hairdresser told him the same thing.
哦，但是很奇妙是他的美发师跟他说同样的事情。
And then he answered.
然后我儿子回答。
There's a difference.
这其中是有区分的。
My grandfather has not died yet.
我的祖父还没有死。
But my girlfriend mother passed away. That should take priority. I don't know what that kind of thinking is.
但是我女朋友妈妈已经过世了，所以这件事情是比较重要的。
My son have never not talked to me for almost 2 months now.
我的儿子从那时候到现在将近两个月都不再跟我说话了。
He prefer to eat instant noodle instead of my oxtail soup.
他宁愿吃 素食面, 也不愿意吃我煮的东西。
But anyway,
不管如何,
it's very difficult.
这是一个困难的时期。
And also, the suffering is simultaneously.
而且我们也看到苦难很多时候是同时发生的。
People told me car accidents happen all the time.
人家告诉我说, 车祸都是平常会发生的。
It's okay if a car accident in 2018.
但是如果我是在2018年有车祸, 那是还好的。
And then another one on 2019.
然后又发生了一件在2019年也还好。
And that car accident in 2020 is kind of okay.
而在2020年又发生了一个车祸, 那也还好。
But not three accidents in three weeks.
如果是在三个礼拜内发生的三次车祸, 那就不一样了。
Simultaneously.
同时的。
And also it comes one after another.
还有就是苦难有时候是一波接着一波来的。
And most difficult is Job lost everything. Nothing left.
最困难的是约伯他失去了一切。
But give Job some credit.
但是我们要这样来看约伯。
He does not sin.
他不犯罪。
In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing.
在这一切的事上, 约伯并不犯罪, 也不以神为愚妄。
Then go to a more challenging level.
然后我们看到一个更困难的一个挑战。
A sarcastic spouse.
就是有一个喜欢嘲讽的妻子。
The focus of his wife is, give up.
他的妻子嘲讽他, 对他说, 罢了。
His wife said to him, are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die.
他的妻子对他说, 你仍然持守你的纯正吗? 你弃掉神,
I agree with the pastor that officiated my older brother's wedding.
我有, 对一个牧师, 他在主持我, 哥哥的婚礼所讲的话,
he said, nothing is much sweeter and better than a marriage.
他说,
and also, I want to pay attention to the second comment.
而我更注意他讲的第二件事。
There's no relationship as painful as a marriage.
也没有任何的关系会比婚姻这样的关系更痛苦了。
I'm so happy when I know that my wife is a nurse.
当我知道我的妻子是一个护士的时候，我非常开心。
So when my blood pressure is high, she measures my blood pressure every day.
所以当我血压高的时候，我的妻子每天替我量血压。
It's a good thing.
这是非常好的事。
But the problem is, I'm not a very hygienic person.
但问题是我并不是一个很注重卫生的人。
If you marry a nurse, it's going to be a big problem.
而你如果是跟一位护士结婚, 那你也很麻烦了。
So finally, we agree to disagree.
所以最后我们对我们彼此之间不同意的事情有一点共同的认识。
Finally, I picked up my courage and told my wife Lillian.
最后我鼓起了勇气告诉我的太太Lillian。
When I am in the kitchen, you cannot come in the kitchen.
当我在厨房里，你不可以进来厨房。
Just stop closing my drawers and wash my dishes and keep on going into my way.
因为他如果在厨房的话，他要替我关这个抽屉，然后帮我清这个地方，一直挡在我的当中。
You have to be me to understand what I went through when I'm cooking.
你要站在我立场，你才会知道说我所经历的是什么。
How does Job respond to a sarcastic wife?
约伯怎么样对他的嘲讽的妻子回应呢？
He does not sin.
他不犯罪。
So simultaneous suffering, he went okay.
在同时发生的这些苦难当中，约伯他自己有能力去面对。
A sarcastic spouse, he survived. A sarcastic spouse, he survived. He survived a sarcastic wife.
即使有一个嘲讽的妻子，他也能够去面对。
The problem is the next.
而真正的问题是在下一个。
Unsympathetic three friends.
他有三个雪上加霜的好朋友。
Chapter 2, verse 11.
第二章十一节。
When Job's three friends, Eliphaz, the Temanite, Bildad, the Shuhati and Sapor, so difficult to read their names, heard about all the troubles that had come upon him, They set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him.
约伯的三个朋友提曼人以利法舒雅人比勒达拿麻人索法听说有这一切的灾难临到他身上个人就从本处的同来为他悲伤安慰他
They are supposed to be wise
他们应该是有智慧的朋友们
But their knowledge doesn't apply the meaning of suffering
但是他们仍然没有对苦难有一个正确的了解
They misunderstand Job
他们误解了约伯
Sometimes you say, I don't know why my friends would hurt me.
有时候你会说，我不知道为什么我的朋友会伤害我。
But you know, only those who can get close to you really can hurt you.
你要知道，只有那些跟你很亲近的人才真的能够伤害你。
It's often not the enemies that hurt you. Very often it's your friends that hurt you.
常常不是我们的敌人伤害我们，而是我们的朋友伤害我们。
They really speak words without knowledge.
他们用无知的言语。
So they try to explain to Job.
他们试着跟约伯解释。
You know why you suffer?
你知道你为什么受苦吗
？You sin. You do something bad.
因为你犯罪。
So that's a punishment from God.
所以从神那里有了这样的刑罚。
And that's the time when Job couldn't stand anymore.
当约伯不再能够忍受的时候。
He replied by multiple heated debates.
他有多次和他的朋友激烈的辩论。
How long?
有多久
？From chapter 3 to chapter 31.
从第三章一直到三十一章。
How many debates total?
你知道有多少次的辩论吗
？18 times.
十八次。
Back and forth.
一来一往的十八次。
Sometimes when we say things, we have to be very careful.
有时候我们要很小心我们口所说的话。
You know what is the wisest thing that the three friends did?
你知道他的朋友做的聪明的事，有智慧的事是什么吗
？It's the 7 days when they arrived. They say nothing.
他们做所做聪明的事情，就是他们来看望约伯的时候，有七天他们没有说话。
My Bible school principal told me this.
我神学院的院长这样告诉我。
When you go to a funeral.
当你去到一个丧礼的时候
，You know the best thing for you to do what to say？
你知道你应该说的最好的事情是什么吗
？Is not to say anything。
就是什么都不要说。
I got it firsthand。
我亲手得到这样的资料。
I don't tell you where, okay, and who。
我不告诉你是在哪里或是谁。
But heard about this after I let people know my grandfather died。
当人们知道
，My grandfather died。
当人们知道我的祖父死的时候
，First of all, she asked, "How old is your grandfather?"
有一个女子第一句话问的是她有多大了
？I said 90 years old.
我说九十岁。
You know what she said?
你知道她说什么吗
？It's about time.
这个是时候了。
90 years old, people don't live long than that.
九十岁是差不多了。
And then the third thing said, "He lived long enough."
然后第二句话他说他活得够久了。
How do you feel when you heard something like this?
当你听到这样的话你会有什么感觉呢
You know, I would say yes, 30 years ago.
是三十年前我说是的。
For the last 5 years.
但是在过去五年。
I officiate 3 funerals.
我主持了三个丧礼。
The passed away were over 100 years old.
那些过世的人都是100岁以上的。
Be very careful.
所以你要很小心。
Don't say that if somebody is 90 years old, he or she should die.
不要说当有人是在九十几岁过世的，你说这个是时候了。
I can't believe it.
我无法相信。
The person had been a Christian for 50 years.
这个人已经成为基督徒有50年之久了。
So the best thing to say is not to say.
所以你要说的最好的话就是不要说话。
So Job.Multiple heated debates.
约伯有多次的激烈辩论。
And then you have the hidden fourth friend.
然后我们看到他还有一个卧虎藏龙的第四朋友。
The youngest, but not the best.
他是最年轻的。
以利户。And he has a main focus.
他有一个重点。
Which is very wise.
这个重点是很有智慧的看法。
He said that.Almighty is beyond our reach and exalted in power.
他说 神大有能力，有公平和大能。
And also he cared for the righteous.
他必不苦待人。
So God is in control.
神掌权。
God cared for us.
神眷顾我们。
You can come in many forms.
他可以用很多的形式。
So when you comfort those who are sad,
他安慰那些伤心的人。
You just said to the person.
你要成为那个人。
When things are confused,
当事情很混乱的时候，
you need to know two things.
你需要知道两件事情。
God is in control.
神掌权。
Secondly,
第二件，
God still cares for you.
神仍然顾念你。
And that's what Elihu said.
这个就是以利户所说的。
But the amazing thing is, Job's response is total silence.
那我们看到约伯的反应是哑口无言。
Yeah, people, he feels that what people said is true, but it doesn't take him to the second level.
是的，他觉得人们说的话是对的，可是好像没有办法真正的安慰他。
At the end of the day, when you want to go through your suffering, you really need God.
当你面对一堆的苦难之后，你真的是需要神。
You need God manifestation during your storms.
你需要神在你的狂风暴雨中向你
显现。Do you ever ask why God appeared in the storm?
你问过为什么神要在旋风中显现吗？
You know what the storm means to Job?
你知道这些暴风雨、暴风对约伯来说是什么意思吗？
He is terrified of storm.
他在这些暴风中，他充满了惧怕。
His children, some of them died because the house collapsed on them.
他的儿女是因为房子倒塌了，压在他们身上而死亡。
Twice he mentioned his fear about the storm.
有两次他提到他在暴风中的惧怕。
Chapter 9 verse 17.
第九章十七节。
He will crush me with a storm.
他用暴风折断我。
30 verse 22. You toss me around about in the storm.
三十章二十二节，又使我消灭在烈风中。
Well, obviously, Job is afraid of storm.
很清楚，我们看见约伯对暴风非常的害怕。
What did God choose to do?
那神做了什么事呢？
God spoke twice in storms.
神两次在旋风中说话。
One in chapter 30, verse 1.
一次在三十八章第一节。
The second time, chapter 40, verse 6.
第二次是在四十章第六节。
Why God chose something that we fear most?
为什么神选择我们所惧怕的东西在那时候对我们说话呢？
Even Elijah.
甚至是以利亚。
A God appeared in a storm.
神也是在暴风中出现。
But how did God speak to Elijah?
但是神是如何对以利亚说话呢？
He let the storm pass and he spoke to Elijah with a still small voice.
他是在暴风过了以后，他用微小的声音对以利亚说话。
Even Elijah don't like a big storm.
即使是以利亚，他也不喜欢。
When somebody is in distress, you speak with a still small voice.
当有人遇见苦难的事情，你是要用微小的声音对他们说。
But why God spoke twice in storms?
但是为什么神两次在旋风中说话呢？
I think for two reasons.
我想有两个原因。
First, God is majestic. He is the all-powerful God.
第一，神是威严的神，他是充满能力的神。
Secondly, in the terrible storm in your life, still God is present with you.
第二，神要让你看见，即使在这些暴风中，神仍然与我们同在。
God has not disappeared.
神并没有消失不见。
Contrary to the fact, when you feel that God has abandoned you, God hasn't. He's still with you, even in the storm.
神要让我们看见，即使是在我们面对各样的暴风中，神仍然与我们同在。
Did God answer Job's question?
神有没有回答约伯的问题呢？
Well, interestingly, God never answered Job.
有意思的是，神并没有回答约伯的问题。
He didn't reply.
他没有回答。
He asked Job over 70 questions.
反而他问了约伯七十个问题。
Question about the underworld.
对于下面世界的问题。
Things about the world above.
对于上面世界的问题。
Talk about the animal kingdom.
对于动物世界的问题。
Talk about the crocodile a lot.
神问了很多鳄鱼的事情。
Talk about different kind of animals.
问了很多各样动物的问题。
And there's only one purpose.
只有一个目的。
Do you know?
你知道吗?
Do you know?
你知道吗?
Obviously, Job didn't know.
很明显的，约伯很多事情都不知道。
Even though many things are mysterious, but yet God is in control.
虽然很多事情好像一个谜一样，但是神仍然掌权。
So what does it mean today?
那对我们今天是什么意思呢?
When people are suffering,
当有人受苦时,
only sympathy is not enough.
只有同理心是不够的。
You need empathy.
只有同情心是不够的，我们需要有同理心。
What is empathy?
同理心是什么意思？
It's your pain in my heart.
就是你的痛苦是真真实实在我心里。
Not your pain in my head.
不是你的痛苦，只是在我
知识脑子里。What's pain in my head? And then I start explaining and talk a lot about. We start talking a lot.
当我们对人家的痛苦只存留在头脑里的时候，我们可能会对人家讲很多话，要解释很多事。
After the epidemic is gone.
在这一个大流大疫情过去之后
，You can practice this.
你可以尝试的练习这个。
You can give people a bear hug.
你可以给很多人熊抱。
Now we cannot, right? But afterwards, we get those who are suffering a bear hug.
我们现在都不敢彼此来拥抱，但是在这个疫情过后，我们可以给大家很多人熊抱。
There's a Chinese scholar by the name of Arnold Yang.
有一位中国的学者杨牧师杨牧谷。
He is my schoolmate.
他是我的同学。
He is the only PhD from my school who got a theological degree from Cambridge University in England.
他是我学校里面唯一从英国剑桥大学拿到博士学位的一个同学。
After he got his degree, he came to my Bible school and speak.
他拿到他的学位以后，他来到我的学校来演讲。
On John chapter 1.
讲到约翰福音第一章。
You know what I said?
你知道我说什么吗?
Wow, he's so scholarly.
Wow, 他真是很有学问。
You know what it means when you say somebody scholarly?
当你说有一个人好像学者一样，那是什么意思吗?
It means I don't understand anything he's talking about.
意思就是我对他所讲的我都不明白。
He's a PhD.
他是一个有博士。学位的人
But his level is so high, I cannot fathom what he's talking about.
因为他的程度是这么高，他所讲的我都不明白。
But amazingly,
但是很奇妙的
the last 10 years of his life,
他生命中最后的十年
he became so understandable.
让人都很容易明白。
In the past, his teaching touched people's head.
在过去他所教导的只能够感动人们的头脑。
And now his teaching touch people's heart.
而现在他所教导的是能够感动人的心。
What happened?
发生了什么事呢?
From 1992 to 2002, he discovered he has the nostrils cancer.
在1992年到2002年当中，他发现他有鼻咽癌。
He went to the hospital. He talked to other cancerous patients.
他去了医院，也常常跟其他的癌症病友交谈。
He learned about empathy.
他学习到同理。
If there's a chance, read his book, New Life Passion. It's a good book.
如果有机会，你可以读他所写的书《再生情缘》，是一本非常好的书。
I love him so much.
我非常的爱他。
It's wonderful. It's scholarly, as well as teaching with empathy.
他是一个很棒的人，他是个学者，他也用同理心来教导人。
He has not.Lost his nature of being scholarly. It's still there.
他还是有这样的一个学问在他里面。
But there's a magic touch.
但是这里有一个好像魔术般的
What is the magic touch?
这一个魔术的触摸是什么呢
？Empathy.
就是一个同理心。
That's what you need when people face suffering. Empathy.
所以当有人面对苦难的时候，你所需要的就是有这样的一个同理心。
Today I speak slower because I don't want people. Lost me because of transmission, so I hope I can finish.
今天我讲的比较慢，因为我希望大家能够听得懂，所以我希望我今天能够讲完我的讲道内容。
What are the results of knowing God deeper?
更深认识神的结果是什么呢
？Truly, we can turn around for the for the better.
也就是我们可以苦尽甘来。
It always turn around in God.
在神那边。永远都是苦尽甘来。
But amazingly, it always turns around for good, for better.
而在神那边， 让我们能够改变的就是一个更好更美好的改变。
After knowing God deeper, three things happen.
在我们更深的认识神之后，会有三件事情发生。
You know about yourself.
你会认识自己。
I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
How do we know somebody know God better?
我们怎么知道有些人更深的认识神了呢？
If you know God, you know about yourself better.
如果你认识神，你也会更认识自己。
What does it mean to know oneself better?
认识自己更多是什么意思呢？
You acknowledge your ignorance.
你承认自己的无知。
Not how many things you know.
你知道多少事呢？
It's how many things you do not know.
有多少事情你不知道呢？
Before I have my children.
在我有孩子之前。
I start talking about parenting.
我就开始讲教养孩子的事情。
I have no children.But I have three plus opinion.
我自己没有孩子，但是我有很好的意见。
I thought I read books. I know what I'm talking about.
我以为我读了很多书，我知道我自己在讲什么。
Now I have two children.
现在我自己有两个儿女。
You know one meeting I don't want to take anymore.
你知道我不想再做的事是什么吗？
At this moment, I cannot talk about parenting.
现在我不想要再讲任何教养儿女的事。
So I have two. Before I have children, I have three old opinion and no children.
在过去我还没有孩子的时候呢，我有三种很好的看法。
And no children.
没有孩子。
And then when I have children, I have zero opinion. Honestly, I don't.
现在我有孩子了，我对教养孩子一点看法都没有。
What is that?
什么意思？
I have to acknowledge ignorance.About parenting.
我必须要承认我对教养儿女的无知。
Secondly, we ask direction.
第二，我们要求指示。
I ask God.
我问神。
What can I do?
我求问神，我可以做什么？
I try to give my son a gesture.
我希望能够向我儿子表示些什么事情态度。
My wife already said you pay your own tuition. You pay your own tuition.
我跟我儿子说你要自己付学费。
My wife said.
我的太太说。
I give a gesture. Okay, we will pay for your tuition.
我就对我的孩子说我会为你付学费。
And my son said, it doesn't make any difference.
我的儿子说，
Wow, it doesn't make any difference.
这个一点帮助都没有。
I almost said, okay, I don't pay for you anymore.
我很想跟他说，那我就不再为你付学费了。
You see, ignorance about parenting.
你可以看到我对教养子女一点知识都没有。
And then I ask a friend.
然后我问一个朋友。
Pastor, don't act out of anger.
我的朋友对我说，不要在怒中行任何事情。
Ask for God's direction.
求问神。
So I haven't said to my son yet that I don't want to pay for his tuition anymore.
所以我到现在都还没有跟我儿子提到说，我不要再为他付学费了。
Act remorsefully.
我们也要显出懊悔。
My son thought that I offended him and his girlfriend.
我儿子认为我得罪了他和他的女朋友。
I know somehow I have to say sorry.
我知道我应该要说抱歉。
You know the difficult thing?
可是你知道困难的事。
I still do not know what I'm wrong for.
我不知道我错在哪里。
If I say sorry to redeem the relationship, I don't know what I can say.
如果我要向他说道歉来改变我们的关系，我不知道我要说什么。
You know the word apology?
你知道道歉这个字。
I will say, I don't think I do anything wrong.
我可以说我不知道我做错什么。
But if I hurt you in any way,
但是如果我是伤害了你。
Forgive me.
请原谅我。
Does that kind of remorse work? Definitely not.
你想我如果这样讲的话，有显出我的懊悔吗？
So I don't think I know myself enough yet.
所以我不认为我对我自己有够认识。
I need to forgive others.
我需要来饶恕别人。
Job had prayed for his friends.
约伯为他的朋友祷告。
I pray a prayer.
我做了这样的祷告。
I think the Lord wanted me to repent.
我想神要我认罪。
I said,
我说
this girlfriend should never be part of my family.
这一个我儿子这个女朋友不应该成为我家里的一部分。
I'm going to pray to God for them to break up.
我要为神祷告，让他们能够分手。
I tell you, I prayed that for almost 2 weeks now.
但是
I pray for 2 weeks now. Break up the relationship.
我为这件事情已经祷告了两个礼拜，求神让我儿子跟他女朋友分手。
That's a prayer in revenge, not a forgiving prayer, right?
事实上，这是一个报复的祷告，并不是一个饶恕的祷告。
We will be blessed by God.
我们会蒙神赐福。
The Lord restore his fortunes and give him twice as much as he had before.
神使他的苦难转回，也赐给他比从前加倍的祝福。
God can help us to have our fortunes restored.
神可以使我们从苦境转回。
Twice as before.
加倍的蒙福。
It's very special. Job twice as what he had before.
很特别的，约伯得到了他比过去还加倍的祝福。
Even his children.
甚至是他的儿女。
10 in heaven and 10 on earth.
有十位在天上了，在地上神还给他加了10个。
What is today's application?
对我们今天的意义是什么呢？
I'm not showing you an obscene naked picture. This picture got the Pulitzer Prize.
我不是故意来让你看这样一个可怕 的照片，但是这个照片得了一个批字符的奖。
It happened during the Vietnam War.
这个是在越战的时候发生的事。
This naked 9-year-old girl.
中间这个没有穿衣服的9岁女孩子。
Because the Vietnamese Air Force accidentally bombed their own people.
因为越南的战机不小心炸到自己的国民。
The 9 years old girl was running naked on fire.
这个女孩子她裸着身体在火中奔跑。
But that's not the end of the story.
但是这个不是故事的结局。
It's a story about Kim Pok.
这个故事是一个潘金福的女孩子的故事。
In 1982, 10 years after the incident.
在1982年，就是那个越战发生10年后，
she went to church on a Christmas Eve.
她在圣诞节的前一晚去到教会。
In a very small church.
是一个很小的教会。
Not very famous pastor.
也不是一个很有名的牧师的教会。
It was filled with depression and anger and confusion.
她心中充满了沮丧、混淆跟怒气。
But that night, God spoke to her.
但是那个晚上神向他说话。
The next day, Christmas day, she feel like a new man, new woman.
第二天就是圣诞节那天，她感觉到她像是一个新的人。
Her skin is still burned with a lot of scars.
她的皮肤仍然是灼伤的，有很多伤痕。
But the way how she look at things has changed.
但是她对事情的看法已经有完全不同的改变了。
Her life go for the better.
她的生命更美好。
She has God walking with her in her suffering. She has God walking with her in her suffering.
她现在有神与她同在同行在苦难中。
Today's topic is knowing God deeper.
今天的题目是更深地认识神。
It's from hearing to seeing.
约伯从风闻到眼见。
In the past, his ears have heard.
在过去只是风闻。
Now his eyes have seen.
现在他是眼见。
There's a way God can allow us to know him deeper.
神用这样的方式来帮助我们更深的认识
他。Yes, suffering is a mystery.
是苦难是一个谜。
Sometimes Satan is the origin.
有时撒旦是罪魁祸首。
Difficult because multiple sufferings.
我们的困难就是因为祸不单行。
Or with a very sarcastic and supporting spouse.
或是有一个冷嘲热讽的配偶。
And then unsympathetic three friends.
或是不同情，没有同情心的朋友。
And then a hidden fourth friend that make you keep quiet.
或是有一个卧虎藏龙的朋友，让你哑口无言。
The most important thing is God manifesting Himself in storms.
最重要是神在旋风中显现他自己。
He always turn around for the better.
而最后总是能够苦尽甘来。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
You know yourself better.
我们对自己更认识。
You learn to forgive other people.
我们学会饶恕别人。
Don't say that it's other people's fault.
不要说那是别人的错。
Blessed by God.
我们蒙神更祝福。
Even double than what you lost before.
甚至是加倍的祝福。
May the Lord touch each of us.
愿神来感动我们每一个人。
To help us to know Him better.
帮助我们更深的认识他。
And let's pray.
让我们祷告。主，我们感谢你，我们知道你是慈爱美善的神，没有一件事情不是经过你的允许临到我们身上。主，我们今天透过约伯记，我们看见你允许他受苦，主，你帮助了他在受苦当中更深的来认识你，也更深的认识他自己，以致他的生命能够在你里面成长，能够蒙福，也能够成为一个祝福别人的人。主，我们今天每一个人都在面对瘟疫的流行，主，我们今天看见的好像我们身处在一个灾难当中，主，我们愿意这样的一个灾难是我们心能够苏醒，能够来回转寻求你的时候，我们能够在这样的一个困难里面学习更深的认识你，学习认识到我们自己的无知，认识到我们自己的有限，认识到我们自己不够敬畏你，以致我们能够回转，能够认罪，能够来仰望你。主，你就要再一次赦免我们，你就要再一次来医治我们。主，帮助我们在这样的一个时刻里，我们是靠着你的话语，靠着圣灵的帮助，我们仍然能够有信心，因为我们知道我们的神是信实的神，有怜悯的神，你也喜爱敬畏你和仰望你慈爱的人。主，愿意当我们在困难的时候，我们懂得来求告你，我们也让更多人能够借着这样的环境来认识你，来认识你的作为，来彰显你的荣耀。求主你自己为着你名荣耀的缘故，听我们的祷告，施行你的作为，仰望祈求，奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。